حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العظيم الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق الباري المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العظيم الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى آل الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيد بقية الله في العالمين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد والفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الذي خلقكم من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم من علقة ثم يخرجكم طفلا ثم لتبلغوا أشدكم ثم لتكونوا شيوخا ومنكم من يتوفى من قبل ولتبلغوا عجلا مسمى ولعلكم تعقلون. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
My respected brothers, we must be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who made us human beings, who granted us this body, this soul, who included us among the Ashraf al-Makhluq, and ultimately who made us accountable at the Day of Judgment, so that if we have done good, we must be rewarded, and if we were bad, we must be punished. So all is haq. Dying is haq. Going in the grave is haq. Raising up at the Day of Judgment is haq. Question and answers in the grave are haq. And ultimately the paradise or hell, that is also haq. We cannot deny. As a believer, this is part of our belief. We have to believe in Day of Judgment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who sent us in this world and then granted us the body, we were not like as we are today. We were not existing. And then, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran, Surah Ghafir, chapter 14, verse number 67, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. This is Allah who made you from the soil, from turab. ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ. So basically, whatever is in our body, all of our elements are also present in the soil. And when Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was made, so according to Quran, he was made from water in the soil. So likewise, we all, whatever our chemistry is, our elements are, so basically, we are made from the soil, from the dust, from turab. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the next stage, when we came into existence, that is thumma min nutfatin. So nutfa is a liquid, a fluid, and that has semen, and that has sperm. And egg, when they meet with each other, ثُمَّ مِنْ عَلَقَةٍ, and when sperm and egg, they fertilize, they meet with each other, then the zygote is formed. And then zygote, basically that is one cell, and that divides again and again, 1 into 2, 2 into 4, 4 into 8, and in this way, we increase in size. So these days, millions of cells we have. So basically our origin is from one cell. So Allah says basically you have been created from soil, and then that was nutfa, that was sperm and egg. And when they fertilize, so they meet the zygote, and zygote become embryo, and ultimately that become a fetus, the infant. And afterward Allah says, summa yukhrijukum tiflan. So you were zygote, you were embryo in the womb of the mother, and summa yukhrijukum. And this is the Allah who made you exit, who sent you out, tiflan. And then you were infant, you were born. Summa latablahu ashuddakum. And then He provided you rizq, He provided you different than whatever was necessary for you. He provided you, and ultimately you became mature, you become adult. You are teenager, you are adult. And ashuddakum means you know you are powerful, you have a lot of energy, you are healthy. Summa litakunu shayukhan. And after this state will come, then you will become old. Shaykh means old people, elder people. ثُمَّ لِتَقُونُ شَيُوخًا, you will become old. مِنْكُمْ مَنْ يَتَوَفَّ مِنْ قَبْلُ. And some of you even are dying before becoming old. Maybe some people, they are dying when they are 1 year old, when they are 10 year old, when they are 20, when 30, when 40. Even before reaching the old age, some of us are dying. وَلِتَبْلُغُ عَجَلًا مُسَمَّى. And some of you will die. Ajl, or the death, the angel of death will reach to you, will come to you. But maybe that is later. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. So that you may learn wisdom, so that you may understand. So this is the embryology, this is our existence, this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed us, or made you grow, made us grow from nothing. He gave us existence, and then we are Ashraful Makhlouq. And ultimately, what is the end of this phase? That is the death. Some are dying sooner, some are dying later. But as a whole, until we are alive, our body is working, our organs are working. And this is aman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to know what we got, what we have been blessed, what we have been granted. We need to know about our body. We need to know what are the different functions of our organ. And we need to know how we can maintain healthy ourselves. Because this is amana of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever is the possible for us, we should keep and maintain healthy ourselves. And while we are healthy, while we are active, while we are energetic, at that time we will be able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will be able to serve the mankind. If we are sick, we are ill, we are disabled, or we are not healthy, then most of the services we will be unable to do. So this is our duty. As aman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should try our best to know what is necessary, what is important for my body, for my soul, and I should try to provide all those things, all those factors which are important. So today, a beautiful some of the information about liver. So liver is one of organ of our body, and that is in the right side of our chest, where the ribs are. So under the ribs, towards right side of the ribs, are under the ribs. So there are two lobes and they are joined together. So as a whole, that is liver. So liver addressed to us, "Hi, I am liver. Let me tell you how much I love you." So your liver That is part of your body. You love yourself, you love your body, you love your existence. So your liver says, I love you in 9 ways. So your liver is working for you on 9 fronts. In 9 ways, liver is helping you, supporting you. And then at the end, liver is asking, I have favored you too much. I have done 9 services to you. What you are doing for me? I love you. Why not you have to love me? Why not you have to maintain me? Or why not you have to keep me healthy? So if you will love your liver, you will help your liver, you will keep healthy your liver, actually you are helping yourself. So the first thing what liver is doing a favor to us, that is, liver says, I store iron, vitamins and minerals. So without iron and minerals and vitamins, we cannot be healthy. So our body needs all these things. So this is the liver, who is storing all iron and vitamins and minerals which are necessary for our body. So the storage, even what the food we are eating, our surplus food. So when we eat all kind of food, ultimately that is changed into glucose. And then glucose goes into the cells and there is metabolism and cells change the glucose into energy that is necessary for our activities, for our growth. But the surplus food we are eating and any food that is not being used, so again that glucose comes into the liver and liver change that glucose into glycogen, into some carbohydrates and store for us. And whenever we are hungry, our body needs, at that time liver release that glycogen and change again into the glucose and that energy is again provided to us. So basically, you are looking for warehouses to store your things so that you should be able to provide on to the retailers. So if you have warehouse on a proper place, at that time you will be able to grow, to expand your business. So warehouse store is very important. So likewise, liver is the store for iron, store for vitamins, store for minerals. And also liver says, I make bile for you. So under the liver there is a pouch, and that is called gallbladder. And this is the liver which secretes a secretion that is called bile, and that is stored into the gallbladder. And ultimately that bile is necessary for digestion, especially the digestion of fats. So different kind of butter, cheese, or meat has fats. So milk has fats. So different kind of fats. If this bile is not there, then fats will not be digested. And if there is no digestion, then there is no benefit of eating any kind of food, and we will have a lot of problems. So someone who is helping us a lot in digestion, in breakdown of our food, that is the liver. So liver is making bile that is being stored into the gallbladder. And again, sometimes in the gallbladder there are some stones, or there is infection of gallbladder. So that is again due to our, when we are not taking care of the food or what is not good for us, and we are using at that time in the bile or in the gallbladder, some stones are formed, infection is there. And again, mainly this is problem is in the ladies. But some gents, they can have cholecystitis or the stones of the gallbladder. But this is liver. First thing, liver is stored for us. Secondly, liver is making bile for us. The third function that is very, very important, that is detoxification. Liver says, I am this detoxifying poisons. The chemicals you are putting in your body, this is the liver who is detoxifying the poisons or different material, different chemicals which are harmful for our body. So breakdown of those chemicals or their side effects or bad effects are removed with the help of liver. Number 4, Liver, say, I store energy in the form of carbohydrates or glucose or the fat until you need. Number five, liver say, I am making blood for you. So our blood cells are being made by the liver. And our life, that depends on blood. And blood has blood cells. And these blood and blood cells are always in movement in our circulatory system, always they are in movement. And the food we eat, that is changed into glucose, and actually ultimately this is the blood, and the blood cells who pick up those glucose and that food, and then that food is reached to our cells through, with the help of blood. So if blood cells are not formed, like these days in Pakistan, in Punjab, there is dengue virus. So mainly the dengue virus, what happens in our blood cells, white blood cells and red blood cells and the platelets. So this dengue virus kills or reduce the number of platelets. And platelets, they are defending cells. They defend for our body. So when the number of platelets are reduced, actually defense is become weak. And then ultimately people die due to the lack, due to the efficiency of platelets or the blood cells. So these blood cells and as a whole, blood and different material of blood, so that is made into the liver. And this is the liver who is helping us for this very, very important factor of our life, that is the blood. The next help, that is liver says, I remove poisons from in air, carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide, or smoke of the cars, or different vehicles, or even aeroplanes. So even factories are working, so different kinds of poisons and chemicals are in the air. So we are breathing from the air. So when we are breathing from the air, so these chemicals, these pollutants are also going into our body. So when these are going into our body, again, this is the liver who is helping us and then filtering or removing or collecting the chemical or pollutants from the blood or from different parts and then ultimately detoxifying. The other important factor that is also related with blood, but that is, again, that is made by the liver, that is clotting factors. You know, if, for example, we get some injury, so blood comes out. If clotting factors are not there, then bleeding will continue, and after some time we will die. So, the clotting factors are also made by the liver. And the last favor, that is, liver says, different kind of virus, bacteria, germs are coming into the body and they are attacking the body. And this is liver who defend against the germs, against bacteria, against virus. So like different diseases, for example, hepatitis, so this is a viral disease. So until and unless liver is healthy, liver is defending. Do different people like this, for example, they are poisonous thing, alcohol, beer, wine. So alcohol damages the liver and liver cells. And ultimately people are getting cirrhosis of liver. Then the liver cells lose to function, stop to function. And all this happens due to drinking of alcohol. So the different things which are related with our health, so these are different favors. Liver says, I am doing all these favors. Can you do me some favors? And the different favors, liver is asking us, what is that? Number one, liver says, do not drown me into beer, alcohol and wine. If you put me into the alcohol, then I will got cirrhosis. I will be out of order, and when I will not be there, I cannot help you. And if liver will not help us, we will die. Number two, watch the drugs and medicines which are damaging me. So it means we should not pick and choose the drugs or medicine for ourselves and try to eat. Until or unless doctors are not suggesting us, we should not use any medicine, because any medicine we are using, so when we were studying, so every medicine has side effects. So it is better to avoid. Until and unless a medicine is not necessary, we should not take the medicine. And number two, after some time, our cells also became familiar with the medicine and their effects. And after some time, the medicine lose the effectivity on the cells. So maybe the same medicine which is good for you for your disease today, after 1 year, that will not have the proper effect as that is working today against the disease. So we should not use medicine from ourselves. Number three, be careful with any soul sprays. You know, these days, even especially for insecticides, for different agriculture products, for fruits, for plants, people are using a lot of sprays. Even for this dengue virus, people are using sprays. So, but all these are chemicals. So when chemicals are all around us, in our house, we are painting, there are different kinds of sprays. So all these sprays are full of chemicals, and ultimately when we breathe in, so that also is harmful for the liver as well. Number four, liver says, I cannot tell, I won't tell that I am in trouble. You know, sometimes people are telling you they are in trouble, they are in pain, they are in problem. But liver is saying, I cannot be, I won't tell you I am in trouble. When you will know I am in trouble, then you cannot do anything. Though the, what is the best thing? Because, you know, here is also a lesson for us. There is a hadith. If someone is sick, and if he will not tell the people he has pain, he has disease, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cure him. But if he will announce everywhere, maybe his disease will be prolonged. Likewise, liver is saying, I will not come to announce you, I will not come to tell you that I am sick, I have trouble and problem. So then, you should do a favor to me. What should you do? Go to the doctor. And maybe you should have some blood screening test, some sonography, some CT scan or MRI. So, after some time, go and have checkup. If blood test, liver test are okay, if scan and sonography is okay, I am okay. But if you will have test and you will see there is some problem, if I am in trouble, then you are in trouble. So it is better to protect yourself, and as you are favoring yourself, you are favoring to the your liver as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us healthy life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us more knowledge to help ourselves, to respect our body, to respect our soul, so that with a healthy body and healthy soul, we should be able to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should be able to serve mankind as well. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr, inna l-insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu as-salihat, wa tawasaw bil-haqq wa tawasaw
bis-sabr.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد بديع السماوات والأرض للجلال والإكرام رب الأرباب وإله كل مألوه وخالق كل مخلوق ووارث كل شيء ليس كمثل شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد وأنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الكريم المتكرم العظيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
آله ابن أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
على فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المحضي
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
اللهم جوهر انهم يرونه بعيدا نراه قريبا برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم افتح لي ابواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع اني اليك من الراغبين واتمم لانعامك انك خير المنعمين اللهم اجل بقيه عمري في اداء فرض الجمعات والحج والعمره ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآل الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين
اللهم صل على محمد
أوصيكم بتقوى الله ونصر عمركم. Respected brothers, beautiful advice of our first Imam, for all of us, we must realize the beauty, the importance of our life. This time will never return back. This will never come back. As I said already, we were infant, we were child, we have been grown up, then we will become old and then we will die. So there is no return. There is no reverse. Time is going on. And as you can see here, and this is also logo of this institution, Al-Asr. In Quran Allah says, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. By the time, and this is not an ordinary person, this is the creator of universe who made all of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, by the time, waqt ki qasam hai, ke innal insana lafi khusr, insan nuqsan mein, the insan is loser, the human being is loser. Why? What are different factors which make us loser? If altogether we were loser, then what was the point to make us? What was the point to create us? So it means, only solely we will not be loser, but there are some factors which can make us loser, and we should try our best to avoid from them. So in other surah, Surah Munafiqun, chapter 63, verse number 9 and 10, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. یہاں پہ اس سورہ میں, اس آیت میں پروردگار فرماتا ہے, کون ہیں کہ جو نقصان میں ہوتے ہیں؟ Who are the loser? In Surah As, Allah said, by the time mankind is loser, insan is loser. And in Surah Munafiqun, verse number 10, 9, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us who could be the loser. Allah says, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, O the believers, la tulhikum amwalukum wala awladukum an dhikrillah. So your awlad, your children, and your wealth, and your job, and your profession, all of that is blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But be careful, be cautious. If due to your children, due to your job, due to your profession, due to your trade and business and wealth, you have forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His worship, His ibadat, His dhikr, then you are a loser. And that will kill you. It will divert you from the right path. Allah Ta'ala yehi farma raha hai ki logo, ae iman walo, khabardar aisa na ho ke tumhari aulaad aur tumhara maal اور تمہارا کام بزنس تمہیں اللہ کے ذکر سے غافل کر دے. اگر ان دو چیزوں کی وجہ سے تم اللہ کے ذکر سے غافل ہو گئے تو تب تم نقصان میں ہو, خسران میں ہو, لوزر. So here are two important factors which can make us loser. One is our family, our children, and other is our job and professions. Both are blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah said, Al-mal wal-banuna fitna, both mal and children, both are test and trial for us. Both can help us to go on the right path, and both can divert us from the right path. And in the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَضَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَعْطِ عَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. All the people, before your death, come forward, before your death, do the charity. From where? مِمَّا رَضَقْنَاكُمْ, from that wealth, from that risk that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to you. You know, usually we are thinking, this wealth, this is my kingdom, this is my profession, this is my wealth, this is my trade. But Allah says, nothing is yours. Because your body, your brain, your knowledge, that is not yours. If Allah was not giving you existence, then how could you make everything? So Allah says, وَعَنْفِكُمْ مِمَّا رَضَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلَ يَعْتِيَ عَدَكُمْ الْمَوْتِ. اور لوگو, موت سے پہلے اللہ کی راہ میں اس رزق میں سے, اس مال میں سے انفاق کرو, خرچ کرو اللہ کے لیے جو اللہ نے تمہیں دیا. جو مر جاؤ گے تو پھر کچھ بھی نہیں ہو سکے گا. اور پھر اللہ نے کہا بھی ہے کہ کچھ لوگ ہیں جو کہیں گے, فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ. جب لوگ دیکھیں گے کہ موت کا فرشتہ ان کے گردن پہ آ کے چڑھ گیا ہے, تو پھر وہ کہیں گے اللہ ہمیں مولت دے دے, فَصَدَّقَ وَأَكُن مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. اے اللہ تھوڑی سی مولت دے دے تاکہ ہم جا کے اب صدقہ و خیرات اور یہ کام کر کے آ جائیں اور صالحین میں سے شامل ہو جائیں. So now action is with us. Now we have opportunity. Now we have whatsoever we have, we can do charity. But when the angel of death will come, then no chance will be given to us, no opportunity will be given to us. And at that time we cannot do. So alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is greatest favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe some people, they are thinking this is a responsibility, this is extra burden, why we are making mosque. But the positive aspect is, this is the greatest favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who provided us opportunity so that with our wealth we should make a house in paradise. So for last 3-4 weeks we are requesting, and still ice is not being melted. I don't know how and when that will get melted. But alhamdulillah, next week, roof, we are going to start, and within 1 week or 10 days, inshallah, roof will finish. And then interior work, we are going to start. But the funds are going to finish. Maybe if you will not come forward, then again we have to stop the work. So please come forward. 1,000 is nothing. You know, maybe you are thinking it is a big amount, but actually, it is the matter of decision. It is the matter of love. It is the matter of priority. So please, just spare 1,000 so that we should be able to complete this house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the day of judgment, this mosque will come in the form of Noor and will say, Allah, I am your house. And these are the people who made. When all everywhere there was darkness, these people enlightened me in their town, and today you enlighten them in their forehead and let them go into the paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a beautiful house in paradise. Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. Inna shani'aka huwal abtar. Allahumma.